Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey guys, Kevin Cruz here. Welcome to the LeadX Leadership Show, where we help you to stand out and to get ahead at work. Now, as you know, we like to switch things up here, keep it interesting, and to continue that tradition, today on the podcast, instead of me interviewing an expert guest, we're going to have the guest deep dive into their topic. You see, you'll be hearing audio from a LeadX webinar. Now, of course, there are dozens of great webinars on leadership, management, communication, productivity, and more, all archived in the LeadX app. Just visit leadx.org for more information about our webinar archive. So enough on the setup, enough background information. Here is Vanya Mathis to introduce our guest and to hand it over to them. Enjoy.
Hi, and thanks for watching Accountable Leaders, what the world needs now more than ever. Our host today is a PhD, strategic leadership advisor, and speaker on leadership accountability. He is the author of several popular leadership books, including The Leadership Gap, Leadership Solutions, The Leadership Contract, and his newest, Accountable Leaders. Today, he will be discussing what it means to be a leader, a critical question that the global pandemic has put a spotlight on. Learn how you can inspire others to step up, demonstrate personal ownership, and deliver results. Please welcome Dr. Vince Molinaro.
Hi, I'm Vince Molinaro, and I want to welcome you to this session of Accountable Leaders, what we really need in our world today. As I said, I'm Vince Molinaro, and I'm a leadership advisor, and I work with leaders around the world to really help them understand what's the kind of leadership they're going to need to be successful in a challenging time, whether they are leading to execute a new strategy, whether they need to lead a turnaround, or whether they're dealing with a lot of change in their environment. And in today's world, we're all been upended because of COVID-19 and whatnot. And these conversations become even more critical. My journey in this work, and I've been in the leadership industry for most of my career, but in recent years, going way back, to July of 2013, when I launched a book called The Leadership Contract. And at that moment in time, I began to talk about this idea of we need leaders to really step up, demonstrate ownership so they can inspire others to drive results. And what I found was that companies were struggling with their leaders. They were investing a lot in leadership development, but they weren't seeing that translate into stronger leadership. And that led me to write The Leadership Contract. And the thing that drives my passion is being with leaders, helping them really get clear on what it is they need to do strategically, what they need to do from an execution standpoint, and seeing them come together to lead their companies to create compelling environments for their employees, their customers, and their stakeholders. And when that happens, I think there's nothing better in the world than that. That's what drives my passion. But since that time, I've traveled around the world, 25 countries, 80 cities, just in the last 5 years alone. And in that time, I've had the opportunity to talk to many, many leaders around the world about their challenges in being leaders. And we have to understand that we need leaders to be stronger than they've ever been. Certainly the last 3 months have definitely shown that. But the reality is that they're not. And what's behind that? That's what I've been investing my energy, my research, my work, and my writing on in the last little while. All of this work, all of these insights really come down to one question. And this question is one that I've engaged many leaders in conversations. What does it really mean to be a leader today? It's a pivotal question. I had to ask that question very early in my career when my very first job, a mentor of mine, lost her life to lung cancer, a disease she believed was created by her working for most of her career in a toxic management culture. And when she revealed that to me, where she believed so adamantly that the disease she was fighting was a result of being in a toxic management culture, and when she lost her life, it was a pivotal moment for me in my life, my own life. I needed to pause and think about, what does it mean to be a leader? And what does leadership really about. And I didn't realize it at that moment in time that it set me off on a journey that I've spent the better part of 2 decades on to understand how do we create great leadership in our organizations so they can create inspiring environments for employees and do amazing things to help their companies and the world be a better place. But leaders have always been under tremendous pressure. 5 of them is what I write about that really put intense scrutiny and expectations on leaders. The first is that we all are under tremendous pressure to differentiate our companies from a very competitive landscape. It's unrelenting as I hear leaders tell me the need to be innovative, creative, to be agile, to really think about the strategy and execute it effectively, which is the second pressure. Creating a strategy is one thing, but being able to execute it flawlessly is something else. In a lot of research, certainly borne out of the big consulting firms and other leading business schools, show that only about 30% of companies are ever successful at executing their strategy as they were hoping or intended to. That's a problem. Many leaders are tasked with the pressure to lead transformational change, either to transform their company to become a digital company, or whatever the strategic priority is. Leading change is never easy and certainly challenges leaders like nothing else. The next pressure we have is we've got to find ways to create enduring value in a way that we create sustainable growth for our companies, for our shareholders, for the communities in which we do business. And finally, leaders are under tremendous pressure to really look at how do they build future talent? How do they build future leaders so that you have business continuity and you have a rich culture of strong leadership that drives your success for years and years and years? But we know companies struggle with that as well. Now, if that wasn't challenging enough, in the last few months, we've now been hit with a global pandemic. And as I started to talk to leaders at that moment in time, many were overwhelmed. I conducted some research on LinkedIn through a survey, and I found the 2 biggest challenges leaders said they've been facing at this moment in time was dealing with the pressure of the ambiguity and uncertainty that COVID-19 has brought to their businesses. And secondly, they realized that they were going to have to make some really tough business decisions. Decisions that affected the life of products, but more importantly, the impact on people's jobs and the impact on employees. And so it's a very trying time to be a leader. It's a more challenging time, but it's at these moments when leaders get tested, when you really kind of determine, you might think you're good, but now that gets really identified. And when we kind of look at leadership and look at the time that we need leaders to be stronger than they've ever been, the reality is they're not. And I've seen this over and over again. And you don't have to look too far. Look at the data on employee engagement, right? It's been a problem for decades. It has shown over time that, and at any moment, 25% of employees are fully engaged and 75% are not. And of that group, 25% are actively disengaged, yet they show up to work and you keep paying them. And that 50% in the middle, depending on the day, can swing either way. That's a problem. If you look at the chronic cases of scandal, corruption, bad behavior, the Me Too movement, the bad behavior of many leaders, some leaders in particular, high profile ones, you really sit back and go, is this what it really means to be a leader today? And so we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to have the courage to confront this challenge. And now, in the face of one of the world's greatest pandemics, in the face of other challenges that we're seeing break out around the world, social challenges, racial discrimination, and whatnot, we need leaders to be stronger than they've ever been. But my own global research reveals that they're not. And at the heart of it is this issue and this challenge of what I call leadership accountability, which I define as the ability of those in leadership roles to step up and demonstrate personal ownership for their roles, to be deliberate and decisive in the way they lead, and to bring a sense of urgency to the role and courage and resilience. So they set a positive and inspirational tone for everyone that they lead. What I've also learned is not only do we need to do that at a personal level, we need to build strong accountability at a team level, and then even culturally across an organization. Because when you do, you create an ultimate differentiator. Imagine a company where leaders are absolutely clear on the strategy, are fully committed to stepping up individually and collectively, who have a high bar for themselves and set a high expectation of the kind of leaders they want to be, and they are committed to living to that standard. That's compelling. That's exciting. That's inspiring. But the reality is, it doesn't happen in a lot of places. In fact, my global research has revealed that 72% of companies say that leadership accountability is a critical business issue, something they have to address. And yet only 31% are satisfied with the degree of accountability being demonstrated by their leaders. That is a leadership accountability gap. That is what we need to address in our organizations around the world. But there's more. When I've asked senior executives around the world some other key points related to leadership accountability, what we've learned is that only 49% of organizations have actually done their part to set clear expectations of leaders. They believe only about 45% of their leaders are truly committed to their roles and take their roles seriously and really step up in an accountable way. 27% of organizations feel confident that they have a strong leadership culture. And when I asked, how good of a job do you do addressing the leaders who are struggling in their roles, maybe becoming mediocre, only 20% are confident that they do that, which means it's only 1 in 5. So you can look at these data points and kind of go, wow, that's pretty damning. It's pretty negative. I look at it differently. Imagine the opportunity for your company if you get this right. And that's, I believe, is the opportunity. Now, what we have to also do is what I've learned is we have to understand what does mediocrity look like in leadership when it exists. My research has also found 5 characteristics that define mediocre leaders. The first is they have a tendency to blame others. So if something goes wrong, they never accept any personal responsibility. They point the finger everywhere else. Number 2, they are seen as being self-serving and selfish, only concerned about their own personal agenda, gratifying their own needs, but not really concerned about their company, not concerned about their employees, their teams, or even their customers. Number 3, they treat people quite poorly. They are uncivil, they are mean, they are bad bosses, they are jerks, they are tyrants. I've heard many other words to describe leaders who behave in this way. Many are seen as being inept and competent. They just don't have the instincts for being leaders. And finally, they lack initiative. They're never really driving and setting the pace in their organizations. And this, if this exists across an organization, you can imagine how it erodes employee engagement, how it erodes your ability to create a compelling culture. And instead of those being inspiring in many companies, that's not the case. And the connection to leadership is critical. So we need to do a better job of addressing this. And so in my book, Accountable Leaders, I really build off of the leadership contract that came out in 2013 to really look at not only what must leaders do individually, what is the contract that leaders must live up to, but now think about how does an organization build strong accountability among its leaders at an organizational level? And in order to make that happen, what I've learned through my consulting work, through my own work as a leader and in my research, is that there is a dual response that's required. First, at the individual level, each of us in a leadership role have to really understand what it means to be a leader. We have to embrace accountability and be committed to being truly accountable leaders in our roles. Why the word accountability? It's a question I always get asked. And what I have found is that if you want to improve as a leader, the fastest, quickest way is to focus on how accountable you are. Because if you are there being an accountable leader and stepping up every single day, you set the tone for everyone else and you will inspire them. I learned that in one of my very first part-time jobs when I was 16 years old. Gary was the store manager of a men's clothing store. He hired me when I was 16, which was unheard of at that time in that industry, but he did. He took a bet on me. And what I noticed about him was he would never ask us to do anything he wouldn't do himself. And he was always there to help, to support, to teach. He was a tough leader. He set a high bar. He had high expectations for himself and for others. And that was okay. That inspired me. I wanted to please him. I wanted him to be proud of me. And I noticed that. And then one day, Gary got promoted to our flagship store, the most important store in our company, because he was seen as such a great leader. And his replacement was a guy named Steve. He was pleasant enough. He was a good guy. But Steve immediately communicated a very different tone than Gary. Steve's famous line was, "Don't do as I do, do as I say." He clearly had a different standard of behavior for himself than he had for us. So what I realized was he didn't live up to a standard. He lived up to a double standard, one that was for him and one that was for us. And what I noticed was how it made me feel. My job was the same, and yet I didn't feel as motivated. I didn't feel as inspired. And I felt like I just struggled trying to maintain the same level of performance. That's why accountability is important, because we can all be better. Yes, we hear a lot about leaders needing to be inspirational, needing to be authentic, needing to be transparent. All of those things are important, but sometimes they're inaccessible for some of us. But accountability is accessible to everybody. And that's something we have to pay attention to. So that's the individual response. What we also have to do as leaders is then we need to help others do the same thing. Those that we lead, our direct reports, our teams, and even our colleagues across the organization. That becomes important. And finally, for those of you in the most senior leadership roles, CEO, the head of HR, senior executives, you have to work on the organization. You have to put practices in place that support leaders to be accountable. So in my book, I map out how you do that. At an individual level, the individual response says, you've got to embrace the leadership contract. That means you've got to make the decision to be an accountable leader. You've got to be clear on your obligation as a leader. You need to have the courage to tackle the hard work, and you have to lead with community. At the same time, at an organizational level, senior executives at the very top of the hierarchy, at the very top of the organization, at the C-suite, even at the board level, must make leadership accountability a priority in their organizations. They must define and embed clear leadership expectations. They have to do the hard work to sustain their momentum by addressing and having zero tolerance for mediocrity and leadership in their companies. And finally, they have to look to build the sense of community in their organization. So this slide really summarizes the key points of what I'd like you to take away from this conversation. The first is that leadership is more demanding and more challenging than it's ever been. And we need leaders to be as strong as they've ever been, but they're not. The way forward is to really focus on leadership accountability, the sense of ownership, the sense of being decisive and deliberate, and the sense of setting the tone for others. And third, that the way to move forward is through a dual response. We each need to do our part individually by embracing accountability in our roles, but then we need to work with others to create an organization with clear leadership expectations, one that does not tolerate mediocrity, and finally, where we build a strong community of leaders. I wish you luck in your journey. I wish you all the best. You can contact me on LinkedIn. I'd love to talk to you about these ideas, and thank you for your time.
Friends, if you like this episode of the LeadX Leadership Podcast, please take a minute, leave a rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Ratings are invaluable for attracting new listeners. And I like to convert those listeners into leaders because, you know, I'm on a mission to spark 100 million leaders in the next 10 years. And if you want to become the boss everyone fights to work for and nobody wants to leave, check out the LeadX platform with Coach Amanda at leadx.org. And if you have 10 or more managers who could use some binge-worthy training, send me an email at info@leadx.org, L-E-A-D-X.O-R-G, and we'll talk about getting you set up with a totally free pilot for those managers. See if they like it. If they don't, that's fine. We go away. Part as friends. But if they love it, you've just found yourself a new resource for them. Remember, leadership is influence. You're always leading. How are you going to lead today?